Nolte, 13 Reasons Creepy Joe Biden is Hillary 2.0. By John Nolte on June 11, 2019. Other than proving just how awful the other Democrat presidential candidates are, the fact has been Joe Biden continues to dominate the Democrat primary polls must be superb news for President Trump. He knows if Biden wins the nomination it will be 2016 all over again, meaning a rerun of his world-shaking defeat of Hillary Clinton. The similarities between Creepy Joe and Crooked Hillary are becoming more and more apparent by the day. Ancient. On Election Day 2020, Joe Biden will be 78. On Election Day 2016, Hillary Clinton was 69, and looked 78. Despite some obvious plastic surgery, Biden looks, sounds, and acts every day of his decrepitude. Two-time presidential losers. Joe Biden has tried and failed to run for president twice before. Once in 88, when he was forced to quit in disgrace over his serial plagiarism. And once in 2008, where his candidacy went nowhere. Hillary at least won the Democrat nomination on her second try, in 2016. Like Biden, though, she also lost to Obama in 2008. The old and tired disappear to rest. Just like Hillary in 2016, who was obviously old and unwell, Biden is running a part-time political campaign. Rather than earn the nomination, he is sitting on his lead, on what he believes is a sure thing, popping up here and there to give a speech, but probably spending most of his days at home watching reruns of Matlock, or as he calls them, his stories. No ideas, just finger wagging against the bad orange man. When Hillary did bother to go out and earn votes, it generally would be before small, hand-picked crowds where she would rant about how indecent Trump is. To this day I cannot tell you what she was running on or what her vision for the country was. She felt we had to vote for her because Trump was such a terrible person. As I write this, Biden is stepping away from Matlock long enough to give a speech eviscerating Trump. So tired. So familiar. This is a country that chooses presidents on competence, not virtue, especially not sanctimonious and self-righteous virtue. While Trump fights for America and Americans, Biden is Frank Burns, representing the not-so-great past. While Trump ran on a very clear and precise agenda about lowering taxes, cutting regulations, protecting gun and religious rights, getting a handle on illegal immigration, and making America great again, Hillary promised a return to the 1990s, to the Clinton years, as though that would be a good thing. Biden is running on the same, on the past, on a hoped-for nostalgia for the Obamacare and Benghazi boondoggles, the managed decline of America at home and abroad, and a government boot on the neck of an economy that ushered in the worst economic recovery in nearly a century. No thanks. Flip-flops to appease the left. Biden has no idea what he believes in, he just wants to win. Hillary had no idea what she believed in, she just wanted to win. You cannot get a beat on what either of them intend to do, other than to cave to media and left-wing pressure at every turn. Say what you want about Trump, he is what he is, he does what he says, and he stands his ground. His vision and ideas are clear, and you do not have to agree with him to see that. Two massive scandals the corrupt media cannot hide. Hillary was burdened by the massive scandals surrounding the Clinton Foundation and the secret server she set up in the bathroom of her private home while serving as Secretary of State. Creepy Joe was dealing with two massive scandals involving his son Hunter's shady business dealings in China and Ukraine. In the past, as recently as 2008, as we saw with the scandals surrounding Obama's racist church, his unforgivable relationships with a domestic terrorist and Louis Farrakhan, and the shady deal to purchase his Chicago home. The establishment media were able to bury Democrat scandals to get their guy over the finish line. Thankfully, the media landscape has shifted considerably over the last 11 years and there is no way new media, or Trump, will allow the corrupt media to wish Biden's scandals into a cornfield. Biden will have to answer for these scandals and so far his answers stink. All that family baggage. Corrupt Hillary had rapey Bill. Creepy Joe has money-hungry Hunter. Inevitability. In 2008 and 2016, Hillary ran on the idea it was her turn, that she deserved the presidency, that she was inevitable. Biden is doing the same, posing as above it all, refusing to engage his opponents, already fighting a general election campaign against Trump, and watching Matlock instead of hustling. This attitude not only turns off voters who want to feel as though their vote has been earned, it keeps the candidate in a bubble, out of touch, rusty, and unprepared when the going does get rough. No rational to be president. Other than breaking the glass ceiling and it being her turn, why did Hillary want to be president? You can say the same of Biden. Does anyone know why he wants to be president? I mean, other than a return to the normalcy of lost wars, managed economic decline, and kissing the corrupt media's ass? Agree or not, like him or not, we all know Trump's rationale for being president. He has an actual vision, he is the man of a thousand ideas. Mistreatment of women. Thanks to new media and Trump's beautiful and bottomless audacity, Hillary was not allowed to get away with posing as women's champion. Not when her record of seeking to destroy her husband's victims is as well documented as it is horrifying. The same goes for creepy Joe's inability to control his desire to inappropriately touch women and young girls. This has all been captured on video, and like Hillary, Biden is unrepentant about his behavior and refuses to stop. Super white. The Democrat base is primarily energized by one animating idea, the most un-American idea of all, and that is identity politics. Until the party regains its senses, which is unlikely in my lifetime, white people need not apply. Presidential elections are about turnout in a handful of states, and turnout is driven by passion. And passion comes from falling in love with your candidate. And no one will ever fall in love with Joe Biden. No charisma. Hillary Clinton had the charisma of a spinster who lives in a big house and yells at trick-or-treaters. Biden has the charisma of an oily lounge singer. A guy with zero self-awareness who honestly believes he's Tom Jones. Who even in middle age is certain he is on the verge of being discovered. Who never stops dining off that time in 1981 when he opened for Tony Bennett and Tony Bennett said, "Nice job, kid." Worse still, Biden thinks he's sexy because women throw their panties up on the stage. But no one has the heart to tell him his manager/promoter/driver/brother-in-law is the one throwing the panties. Bill Clinton had charisma. Barack Obama has charisma. Trump has charisma. Joe Biden is a creepy, tired, has-been. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.